This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. A vervet monkey jumped onto a transformer, tripping the electricity, which in a domino effect shut down power nationally in Kenya. A 3-foot-tall hobbit-sized species of human ancestry has been found in a cave in Indonesia. 34 million people in the U.S. lack access to high-speed internet. Federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled that the Second Amendment of the Constitution does not guarantee the right of gun owners to carry concealed weapons in public, upholding a California law that imposes stringent conditions on who may be granted a concealed carry permit. 7-4 ruling by the U.S. State's Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit overturned the decision by a 3-judge panel of the same court and was a setback for gun advocates. New data from the census, voter registration files, polls, and the finalized results tells a subtly different story of the 2012 election with potential consequences for 2016. Data implies that Mr. Obama was not as weak among white voters as typically believed. He fared better than his predecessors among white voters outside the South. Demographic shifts weren't so important. He would have been reelected even with an electorate as old and white as it was in 2004. Latino voters did not put Mr. Obama over the top, as many argued in the days after Obama's election. He would have won even if he had done as poorly among Latino voters as John Kerry. In China, sprawl and urban growth has reduced average population density by 25% in recent years. Municipal governments had a perverse incentive. Many depended on revenue granted by incorporating farmland, then selling the building rights, which sometimes accounted for as much as 40% of a city's budget. After a meeting with Bernie Sanders, President Obama issued a formal endorsement of Hillary Clinton. In a meeting with Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid, Sanders was told he could end the campaign when he wanted, and Sanders implied that after the last District of Columbia primary, he would begin winding down and not contest the nomination in the primary convention. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.